everybody.
Good morning.
Wow, you guys are like awake. It's impressive. So I guess you all slept well. Oh, but God provides the rest, right? You know, last night I mentioned about God's choreography and how only He can do the things that He does. And last night, Drew Pappas just laid his heart out for all of us. And it was so beautiful and so raw and so honest and the perfect setup for this morning for me to share what God put on my heart. So Drew said last night that it was always God. Every time things got rough, or as he put it, the rug was taken out from under him, that it was always God, that God was always there taking care of him. And one thing that stood out to me was Drew's relationship with his Heavenly Father. And like so many of us here, we wouldn't be here. So we're going to look at Psalm 143 this morning to start off with. We're going to look at taking heed unto ourselves and to the doctrine. And God so lovingly reminds us the reasons why this morning in manifestations, why we should do that, trust Him and to take Him at His word, and how resourceful He is and how powerful He is. And that we don't have to do this life on our own because we have a God. And one of the things that we need to remember in under-shepherding and witnessing and all that great stuff, the ministry of reconciliation, is that we can't make withdrawals on an empty account. So we have to make sure that our hearts are taken care of. And we're going to look at a lot of, well, not a lot, but a few psalms this morning. Most of them are from David. And we'll see why God said that he was a man after his own heart. In Psalm 143, verse 8, he says, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee." I looked at the words "cause me," and in the Amplified Version and other versions, it reads, "let me." So David's saying, let me hear your loving kindness in the morning. That's what he wanted to hear. He didn't want to turn on the news. He didn't want to hear from his neighbors. He didn't want to hear the latest and greatest gossip of the towns or the latest and greatest news going on in the government. He wanted to hear from God. That's how he wanted to start his day, with God's loving kindness. And is there a more beautiful word than that? It's a warm blanket on a cold, cold day. God's loving kindness. And when we read God's word, we have the thoughts of his heart just laid out for us so beautifully. We get to see what our God wants for us. And David's heart yearns so much for God. He says that he lifts up his soul unto thee. He trusted his Father. He trusted his God. And his desire was to live each day as God would have him to live. He said, "Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk." He wanted to walk for God. He was a man who was ready, willing, and prepared to serve. And he did it with God's words, God's loving kindness. In Psalm 5, we'll look at another thing that David did and said that helped him to prepare his heart. Psalm 5, verse 3. Don't you wish we had morning watches like back home?
Yes.
Right? What a great way to start off. In Psalm 5, verse 3, he says, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning." Oh, Lord. He's warning God, "You're going to hear from me in the morning." "In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up." So one definition for that word "direct," where it says, "I will direct my prayer unto thee," it's to set in order. David set in order his prayer. And I giggled when I looked at that definition because I thought of like a CEO, and you know, calls in his manager, and of course all the managers are prepared, and they set in order the business of the day. They have their spreadsheets and their PowerPoints, and they're like, okay. And the CEO says, let's get down to business. David got down to business with God. He set his prayer in order. And it says he looked up. That's where he kept his focus. His attention was on God, and he was anticipating, and he was expecting. So we can go to God in the morning for his loving kindness, and we can set in order our prayers before him and have great expectation. And when we talk to God, we should make sure that we're taking the time to listen, because relationships are two ways. And God can talk to us through his written word, right? That's a written revelation. He can talk to us when we get counsel from another believer. God works within us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And he encourages us and edifies us and builds us up in the manifestations. So we have so many ways that we can hear from our Father. In Psalm 143, verse 1, I don't know why I'm turning my pages. I have my verses printed out. But it was fun to turn. In Psalm 143, verse 1, David says, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. How many people here have listened to Bob's teaching on our attitude toward God's word on repeat? David's attitude toward God was that he was faithful and he was righteous. That's how he looked at God. And that's how he went to him in prayer. He expected God's goodness. In verse 10, the first part of verse 10, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. In our administration, God calls himself our Father. And a good father is a teacher. He's one that teaches. My father taught me all kinds of great things, but he couldn't teach me the way that my heavenly Father could. He was a good man, but not as good as God. God is a great teacher, and all we have to do is ask, teach me. And guess what? He will. We should set our hearts to expect God's goodness and to anticipate that learning, because he is going to teach us. I'm sure you've heard plenty of teachings where the teacher would say, you know, when you go to the Word, pray. Ask God to show you something in his Word that you need to see that day, or to teach you something. Sometimes when I feel like I'm in a funk with, I don't know what to read, I don't know what to look at, you know, I always ask God, like, take me on an adventure this morning. Show me something that I can really just sink my teeth into. And there's always something. God's word is just endless and limitless. I listened to a teaching a couple weeks ago, and it's on Cyberblast, So Much More. And Dr. Worwell said that one of the greatest things that he learned about prayer was renewing his mind to the things that he was praying for, so he was prepared to receive it. And I thought, wow, I should try to do that more often. What a great way to approach God, you know, with that renewed mind believing, so you are prepared to receive from God. And speaking about prayer, listen to another teaching. I do that often. This was a while ago, and I don't want to misquote it. The teacher said, regarding priority of prayer in the morning, he said, when you get up in the morning, you should speak in tongues for yourself for about a half hour, and then spend 5 minutes praying for everything else. Does anybody do that here? No. I didn't. I got busy with my prayer list. I still get busy with my prayer list. There are people with needs, and, you know, I put myself last. Well, this teacher went on to say that we need to take care of ourselves first so that we're spiritually able and ready to go out and serve other people. And that every time you do something to help yourself with God's word, you're doing something for God because we are living epistles. And we know that speaking in tongues builds up our inner man. And for all of you that pay attention to your diet, that is one area in our life that we want nice and fat. Don't starve them. Psalm 62. We want a chubby spirit. This verse alone is a meaty verse, so if you ever feel like I do at times where I need something to sink my teeth into, this is a really good one. Psalm 62, verse 8. Again, this is David. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. We'll look at two parts of this verse. First, it says to trust in him at all times. That all times is now. It's continually. It's more than a feeling. It's a decision and a commitment that we make to trust God, and not when things are just going really good and really easy. I mean, that's simple, right? Mm-hmm. But it's continually. It's when things aren't so simple. And that takes discipline and it takes practice. And it's hard work, because we live in a world that just will go against God and God's word all the time. We live in a world that wants to just push other crap in our minds. But when we do trust in God continually, now, the rewards are endless and the peace just reigns. Jesse said last night, the only way to have peace is to enjoy your relationship with God. That really stood out to me, because when you're enjoying your relationship with God, holy cow, the peace is just like you're blanketed in that. You're covered. So enjoy your walk with God. Secondly, it says pour out your heart before him. One definition for pouring out is to gush. And I thought of like when a dam breaks. I've never seen one break before me, but I've seen water gushing. And when water gushes out, fish, dirt, grime, I don't know, whatever grows on the bottom of waters, it's not cute, right? It's slimy. And there's fish poop in it, right? So there's a gushing out of all kinds of stuff. And God says, pour out your heart before him. He wants it. He wants the crap. He wants the slimy things. If he only wanted the shiny, pretty things in our heart, he would have asked us to filter it and then come to me. He didn't say filter your thought. He said, let me have it. I want it all. I want the good. I want the bad. I want the ugly. Because you know why? He's a refuge for us. He's a safe place. There's safety with our Father, because of the way he loves us, because he's God, because he has limited resources and wants to take care of us. God says, give me everything you've got stored up in there, because that's the only place that our hearts get relieved. That's the only place that we can get rid of our worries and our fears and our frustrations, and God wants us free. And when our hearts are free, we can go really far with the things of God. We're not stuck in our own heads, and we can serve to a greater degree. Psalm 139. Michael, I'm sorry. You know what? We're going to skip that. Michael read it last night, and it was so beautiful. It's just God knows you. God knows everything about you. You don't have to hide your heart from him. Actually, he can call you out on it if you think about it. And he's like, yeah, not being honest. You're not okay. You know, you've got stuff that you think you laid at my feet, but you carried it away with you. Lay it out. God knows you, so there's no reason to hide. If there's any one that we can be so brutally honest with, it's our God. He formed you. He made you. He created you. It says he knows our frame. He has every hair on our head numbered. He calls us still the apple of his eye. And it's still the word instructs us to cast every care because he cares. We're the object of his attention and his affection. He wants you, all of you. Makes you want to cry, right? How much we're loved. Psalm 149. And just when you think that your heart can't handle all the goodness, in Psalm 149, verse 4, it says, "For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation." God enjoys you right where you're at this very moment. Even if your heart is crappy and cruddy, he still enjoys you. He still wants you. He still wants to hear from you. He wants that play date that never ends. You know when you're on a play date, well, when you were a little kid and you were with your friends having a great time and you didn't want to leave when the streetlights came on for those of us that went by the rule of the streetlights. Well, the streetlights never go on with God. You don't ever have to go anyplace else. He constantly wants to play with you. He's a great friend. I think of a new mother with a baby and how that baby is just her pride and joy. And thanks to social media, we get to witness how much pride and joy they take in their little ones. And that's how God sees you. If God had an Instagram account, you would be all over it. He would be showing you off. And it says that he beautifies the meek with salvation. And that word salvation is deliverance. He beautifies us with aid, with victory, with health, with prosperity. We have a glorious wardrobe, and we can go into that closet and put on the clothes that God supplied us with, which is just glorious. So you're adored by God. You're cherished by him. He loves you so much. He'll supply all your needs. He takes you, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we have a great God to serve, and we have people out there that need to know about our God. So that's what I wanted to share. Father, I thank you for how much you love us and for how your heart is just so beautiful. And we're so very thankful that even though it's completely mind-blowing, that we can be imitators of you and that we can love people to that degree and take care of hearts and help them to put on their new clothes, that glorious wardrobe that you provided. We thank you for a great day, and we thank you, Father, for, oh, happy birthday, America. And we also thank you for, as we finish up this camp, Father, that, oh, you just protect the word and all the things that you have shown us these past few days. Please protect our hearts so we don't lose it when we go back, but that we can remember everything that you did for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Love you.